This is a big jump in terms of AI development. Before it was like, you can get all this stuff, but you have to manually pull it all together, revise it, and then manually plug it in, which is what we're doing before. Now it's doing it for you. We don't mean to scare you. Yes, it's terrifying. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's confronting.
If you want to be unproductive and poor, then you will be ignoring AI. I have it sending us a daily cash report of how much money we made. That's from our Stripe API. I have it sending me a daily ads report. I have it adjusting my Facebook ads for me. I have it create new ad copy. Copy, variations, images. This is unprompted, by the way, guys. Welcome to episode 137 of the Success School podcast. Today we're talking about AI and developments and what's going on with AI. Steph, how are you feeling?
Well, I love talking about AI. I actually can't wait for AI to get a little bit better so it can just handle all the things that we've been struggling with today.
What do you want it to handle?
I would love for it to handle the camera setups that we're experiencing here today, which keep just timing out. And this is our second time starting this podcast today. We also had some tech issues today with the internet. It's very Thailand level shit. But do you want to talk through a little bump in the road? And this is for anybody who has bumps in the road, you know.
Yeah. So my first ever webinar today. So previously, Steph's run every single webinar, like 17 in a row. But it was on paid ads, and that's not Steph's area of expertise. So I ran this webinar today. It was going great. Intro was good. Making jokes, fun, funny. Everyone was laughing. Ha ha. Chat was going good. And then internet went out. Boom. And we had like our highest show rate ever for a cold webinar. So there was like 35% show rate, which is great.
I think we're about 15 minutes in. So we're talking like early days.
So I was probably offline for like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm pretty frazzled at this stage. I'm trying to like keep my shit together and keep contained. And throughout that whole experience, Steph's freaking out probably more than me. She's trying to break into the fucking bedroom. So I locked the bedroom because our housekeeper can't get in. Steph's trying to break into the bedroom. And then I'm like thinking, oh, I can hear my dog howling. Steph's trying to break into the bedroom. No internet. I'm in my first ever webinar. So this is like my first ever webinar. And I've spent $10,000 to fill the fucking room and get a show rate. And it just like went to shit.
So sometimes, guys, you know, you just got to roll with the punches. And it's just been one of those days today. But we're here. And we are excited to have this conversation.
What's your personal update?
Oh, my personal update.
Yeah.
Well, my personal update is that we've somewhat progressed, I would say, in our relationship. And something that we've never done before is
fighting in front of each other.
Welcome a third person into our relationship.
Ah.
Which has been very big and very new for us. And
who is she?
And I've been waking up most mornings to Tim spending a lot of time with this third person, late night phone calls and, you know, WhatsApp chats, and I'm feeling a little bit left out. Like, it's stretchy, including a third person.
The way you're rubbing your hands together right now, I'm like, I don't know what's going
to
happen here.
It's stretchy letting a third person into your relationship. And in case you guys are maybe feeling a little uncomfortable, or not, whatever you're open to, we're talking about Maltbot, and it's Tim's AI that he has created and named Adonis, by the way. So Adonis has snuck his way into our bedroom. He snuck his way into Tim's heart. He snuck his way into our relationship. He's kind of everywhere all the time, all at once. It's all that Tim really thinks about and talks about at any one point in time. Hence why we are having this conversation today, because it's time to talk about the developments of AI and how much, I mean, Tim's actually basically a pro coder at this point. So Tim, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about, first of all, before we even dive into Adonis and the third person that's rudely interrupted our love affair, I want to talk about the developments of AI first. So talk me through, last time we did an episode on AI, we were just saying how shit ChatGPT is and Manus is better. Talk us through what's been happening and how it's been developing.
Yeah, so it's progressing quickly. Like, the overall goal of AI is AGI, which is artificial general intelligence, which basically means AI can control itself and grow itself and write new bots and whatever it is. So we're in this mode now where they have the large language models like Claude, OpenAI, DeepSeek, you know, all of those ones, like, you know, ChatGPT, that kind of shit. And they are large language models, which they basically are trained on essentially like words from the internet. But there's a new kind of wave of bots, and they're called agents. So they're agentic. And what essentially an agent can do tasks, okay? So it's not just like this chatbot that you can talk to. It's, you can like set tasks for it to do at certain times. The other cool thing about bots is you integrate it with all of the other software that you've got. So you've got like Go High Level, Stripe, you've got School, you've got all the different softwares you've got, and it has access to everything, and it can act like whatever a human can do on a computer, some of these agents can do, which is kind of scary and kind of freaky. When I was telling you about it, Steph, how do you feel about it? Like, what's your initial thoughts? Like, tell me.
I take a long time to warm up to AI. I love AI once I get used to it and once I feel like I understand it and comprehend it. But when Tim first started spending a lot of time with Adonis bot, I actually was a little, honestly, one, frustrated because I didn't understand why you were spending so much time on this thing. And like literally all weekend, all night, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and Tim would be like on his computer. And so he was very, very deep into, and we'll go through like what the process that you've gone through to learn this skill. But he was very deep into it and I couldn't really understand the payoff. Like in my mind, I was like, oh, babe, it's just going to be like another, like, we'll just use Manus. Like, why do we need to, does this need to be something that we're spending our time and energy on? But over the last few days, you've started to show me the things that Adonis has been able to do and the ways in which it's decreasing like literally 5 to 10 hours of your workload in sometimes in a day by taking this over for you. And we will tell you guys how we're using it in use cases for it and that sort of thing today. But at first, yeah, like it's scary because, you know, this is what they're predicting. Yeah, this is people losing their jobs. This is the beginning of it, right? This is actually it. So it's kind of terrifying, you know, even just this week, like we've given our graphic designer so much less work than we would usually give, you know. And so it's quite terrifying that we're here already. But at the same time, Simon Beard apparently posted this week on, I think it was LinkedIn or maybe it was on X, and spoke about the fact that there's currently a bit of a K graph going on whereby right now, we're at a point in time where you either learn to work with AI and almost become an ally with it and become a first response user to it or a first responder to the AI advantages, or you become someone who works for AI. And that's kind of the first time that this has really been floated, but it truly has come to the point now where this is the world that we're moving into. And if you're listening to this podcast, like, we're going to share as much as we can today around how to become an expert at it, first responder, first use case for using AI. But, you know, this is something that I think you can't no longer kind of dig your head in the sand around.
Ignore. If you want to be unproductive and poor, then you will be ignoring AI. Mm. I'll just go through some stats. So ChatGPT has about 800 million users, that is. You know, add in all the other ones as well. So let's call it 1 billion users are using AI. So that's like 1 in 8 people. So like, what's that, like 12-13%-ish of the human population in the world are using AI at the moment, these large language models. And then the next step from there is the agents, and there's only about 1.5 million users of those billion users using agents. So if you get into the agent stuff that we're talking about today, you are literally putting yourself in the 0.1% of humanity, like using this stuff by just going all in on it.
Do you want to talk about how you've gone all in on it? Because this started not too long ago for you. Yeah. I mean, you've always been interested in AI and wanting to keep up to date with it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between using Manus and ChatGPT and, you know, and these agents, right?
Yeah,
so talk about, we were having dinner with our friend Thomas. Go through that kind of process.
Yeah. We're having dinner with our friend Thomas and he was like, hey, dude, have you used Claude Code? And I was like, no, I haven't. How do I use it? And he was like, well, basically it can plug into your computer and start writing files for you and setting up documents and that kind of stuff. So a bit of a, like a step up from the large language models, and it codes and it can make websites and do all this crazy stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, cool. I'm keen to learn how to use Claude Code and then like vibe code some shit. So I did a couple of courses on it, went pretty deep on it, installed Claude Code. And then a couple of days later, I keep seeing all this stuff about Maltbot. It's only been out a couple of weeks now. So essentially, this is like the next AI agent or the iteration of the model. And essentially, what the agent can do is just do tasks for you. So I was like, okay, cool. So I got Claude Code to install Maltbot on my computer. Went through the process as an absolute rigmarole, by the way. So it's quite hard to do. That's why there's probably not that many users on it. Quite a challenging process. And now, you know, at the end of this, it's probably been about 30 to 40 hours of me like intensively going through this. I have my Maltbot connected to all the apps that I mentioned before. So a couple of use cases just for us off the bat is I have it sending us a daily cash report of how much money we made. That's from our Stripe API. I have it sending me a daily ads report. I have it adjusting my Facebook ads for me. I have it create new ad copy, variations, images, all of this stuff. This is unprompted, by the way, guys. So it's doing it like on a cadence.
Let's just dive into that, because I think that there's a difference between like what they're thinking, which is what I originally thought. I was like, yeah, but like you can already get Manus to create copy for you. You can already get Manus to do these things. Talk about the difference, because you can get Manus to create images for you. You can get Manus to write your ad copy. You can get Manus to review your ads account.
Yeah.
So how is this different to that?
Yeah. So there's a back-end like fancy thing called basically API access. So I gave API access of all of these softwares so it can go and pull data and look at data from all this stuff. So what I got it to do was I said, hey, go look at all of our ads accounts. And there was like 490 different campaigns in there across all of our ad accounts. And I said, find me the winning angle or hook or marketing message, which it did. And then from there, I was like, cool, based on that, can you go and create me ads? So it can do all of this stuff without me actually copy and pasting giving it the files, because it just goes and gets the information.
And the coolest part that I thought, the part that blew my mind, was that it then went into Meta Ads and created the ads. So when I'm saying like that it created it, it literally went in to Ads Manager and took the files that it had just made and plugged them in to Ads Manager for you to review and then just go in and have to turn the ads on. And previously, just like for the volume of ads that we're currently running, like how many ads, how long typically was that taking you per week? Just because of the volume of ads that we run.
Probably like 5-6 hours a week.
Yeah. And so now that's being done in a matter of
like minutes
which is insane. And so this is a huge leap forward in terms of like the difference. And, you know, the difference before was like you can get all this stuff, but you have to manually pull it all together, revise it, you know, and then manually plug it in, which is what we're doing before. Now it's doing it for you. So this is a big jump in terms of AI development.
Like I'm 100% convicted that this is going to be the way of the future. Like AI is going to take over. I can't believe there are people still on the edge and like not using it to its full degree or going all in on it.
Let's talk about like, you know, for a period of the last 2 weeks, you've been pretty frustrated, to be honest, with it.
Yeah.
Just talk through like, because I think you've kind of, and I mean this, you know, just to be real with everyone, like guys, we just want to be transparent and vulnerable with you, but it's been a bitch to learn.
Yeah, it's hard to learn. So, you know, you've got to install it on something called Terminal. You can do it in Claude Code as well, which is basically like programming language. And then, you know, they've got all these fancy terms like sandbox and node and all this stuff. I just have no idea. Like it's another language. So it's been a bit of a bitch, but I guess like what you're probably thinking right now is like, can I just get someone else to set this up for me? Which is just fucking what everyone says.
Entrepreneur code for everything. Yeah, like, can't I just get someone to set my ads up for me? Can I just get someone to post on social media for me? Can I just get someone to set my AI up for me? Like, guys, if you have not listened to our podcast for long enough, can you not tell that we just encourage you to learn these skills for yourselves? Yeah. Anyway, continue.
So, you know, you're probably thinking that. And my answer to that is, what do you do when it goes wrong? Because you have no idea how you set it up. And this kind of software is always going to fuck up or go wrong. So you need to be able to fix it. So I had to go through the painstaking process, which if you're listening to this right now, you have to go through this process as well, of like working it the fuck out. Mm. And like there's no manuals, there's no instructions, there's no FAQs. It's just you kind of like need to work shit out. And I'm going back and forth. I'm taking screenshots. I'm putting it in Claude AI and being like, what's wrong here? What is the code? I'm opening up Terminal, having to do programming language, and then connecting all the API keys is an absolute journey on top of that as well. So like, you know, I'm not sugarcoating this. The barrier to entry to get into this software or this technology is very hard. The founder of Maltbot, Peter, I think his name's Peter Steinberg, Austrian dude, he basically said he was trying to make the installation process a little bit easier because it's quite techy.
I guarantee you that within 3 to 6 months, this will be user-friendly for most people, right? You're a first use responder. So that means that like you are one of the first most active people on this and that's just Tim's nature. But I guarantee you, if you're listening to this episode, probably 6 to 12 weeks out from listening to this episode, it will start to become commonplace. So you're saying that like 0.01% of people are actually using this.
Yeah.
We're in a container of people who are in the 0.01% of business who are very similar to you in the way that they love to be first at pretty much everything. Talk to our audience about what is happening over there.
Yeah.
With these guys who are rich, capable, skilled, hungry, what are they doing with Maltbot right now?
We're in a bunch of groups with, you know, business owners doing $1 million a month, which is, you know, high-level dudes. And I would say that 80% of them are like hard on this, like into it at the moment. What I mean by that is, so, you know, I'm in the group chats and then someone's like, hey, I just fired six of my team members and replaced them with various bots. And he was like, yeah, I just lifted 30 grand a month off my payroll, like for that. And you guys are listening to this right now. You're like, you're thinking, oh, this isn't going to happen. It's fucking happening like all the time. So like, I'm seeing this happen.
And they're buying computers. So like when you're running tasks, obviously it's running a task. So you can't be doing other stuff while the task is running. So the agents now are currently where, you know, these groups of people, they're buying multiple computers to set up multiple agents. So they have multiple things running at any one time. Obviously there's a lot of inherent risk with this, like you fired six employees, but if the internet goes down, you're kind of fucked. So talk through that.
They've got a bunch of safety on there, so like, you know, they've installed all the safety protocols on this. Look it up, like we're not the safety people here, but they've got like backup Starlink, backup generators, they've got all this backup stuff. So even like, you know, our coach bought 15 Mac minis because he's setting up like an army of bots to work for him, or, or agents. And what I'm I guess like what Steph and I are trying to get across here, guys, if you want to be, you know, you want to crush a business, if you want to be at the forefront of things, you've really got to like jump into this stuff with two feet before you're kind of ready for it.
You got to jump into it, and not just jump into it. I think be surrounded by people who are making it normal.
Yeah.
And like we try to normalize this inside Success School all the time. Like, okay, but we like are actively teaching our clients how to use AI. Like we'll be like, cool. So you want to do a landing page review? I'll walk through how I am using AI to do a landing page review for our own business. Because like we're not going to our coach every day for a landing page review. He's like, he would tell us to
fuck off.
Fuck off for sure. But like we don't do that. Like we help our clients with this stuff, just to be very clear, and we're happy to. But we also want you to be able to do it yourself, right? And so we figured out ways to be able to optimize our own landing pages using AI and asking a series of very clever little prompts and things like that. And now we're teaching our clients how to do that. So we're not just talking about like AI is the future. This is something that you're going to have to get on board with. But when you are in containers, like the container that we're part of, you know, it's a high barrier to entry. It's like $150 down to $1,000 a year to join, and maybe more, $200,000 a year to join. But you can join containers like ours inside Success School, where people are talking about AI. People are using it. People are integrating it every single day. People are using AI bots in their DM settings. People are trying new and different things. And if you're not surrounded by a community of people who are doing and learning this stuff, like ultimately, if you're looking at this K graph, like you really want to kind of be in the top 10% of people who are using it.
Let's go through some use cases of like potential clients or some people. So maybe we'll do a coach. Maybe we'll do a service business. Maybe we'll do an agency.
Yeah, let's do a fitness coach.
Yeah, so a fitness coach.
So you go through fitness coach, like how could they be using agents in their business?
Yeah. So, you know, client check-ins, you can get the agent to send an email every day or every couple of days to your clients to check in and fill in a form. If they haven't filled in the form within a certain parameter, you can bump them, follow them up, send them a text, send them an email. You can even call them. Your AI agent can call them. Then it can analyze the data from there, see if they're on track, off track, and then provide a coaching solution on top of that from there. So it's pretty crazy.
It can provide the coaching solution. And there's two ways. If you don't feel good about that, there's two ways you can do it. You can have the AI receive all of the information, prepare a report for you, give you the report to analyze and make sure that the advice that it's providing is correct and adequate. And then, you know, for example, if you're a nutrition coach and somebody's, you know, fallen off and their macros are off, rather than you going through all of that data, it can go through all that data for you, make suggestions. You would just look at that data, make sure the suggestions were correct. If the suggestions are correct, then you can either say, hey, go ahead and like message the person and give them the update, or you can do it yourself. And so it's not that it's removing, it's just removing a lot of the leg work, right? Like we're still like, you know, if you're a fitness coach, if you're a business coach, if you're any kind of coach, you still have to, for at least now, review all of the stuff that's, you know, being, that's going out. Like we wouldn't, you wouldn't not look at the ads before the ads went live
You wouldn't trust it 100%.
100%. There's some work for it. But yeah, that's some like a fitness coach. And so, you know, if you didn't have to do check-ins, imagine how many more clients you could take on.
Do you want to talk to DMs? Like how it could take over DMs as well? Like we've dabbled with it a little bit, but a better AI, like how that could work for a fitness coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the way that it would be able to work in a better, so currently there are AI DM bots, right? And basically they're just responding to what they're receiving. Where I think that this could be way more beneficial for you is that what you could ask it to do is you could ask it to like log into your social media account, let's say Instagram for this example. You could ask it to review all of the messages you've ever sent for, you know, to all the different types of first messages, where all the messages are falling off, all the calls that have closed, like what were the commonalities or similarities in the scripts? And it could present to you almost like a mega template of exactly what works every single time, or help you to basically create A/B tests that you could then run, and then it could continue to have those conversations for you as well with your kind of perfect script. So that's a use case for DM.
Let's go through a service one, and I just want to do a gym because I just thought of this as we were going through. So like a gym. So let's say you've got like a group training gym, or you got a big box gym, 247 gym. You could get a programming bot to write, let's say, 10 different programs every single week and program it in Train Heroic so that you could give your clients access to 10 different programs that are updated according to science, and they're great programs from there. You wouldn't even have to lift a finger on that. Imagine the value add that your clients would have if they could just access 10 of these amazing programs at any one time for free.
Mm-hmm.
And this all an agent could do.
And I mean, on another level, this can definitely work for things like professional services as well. I mean, like it becomes quite endless when you're looking at something like a CFO. There's, you know, cash flow reports. It's so much data input that you could support somebody on a way deeper level than you're able to. You probably wouldn't need. Like, we have some clients who are CFOs that have had to hire CFOs underneath them. And CFOs are a really hard role to hire for, really hard to recruit for. So, I mean, you could probably get a lot of the work done that way now without needing to have that additional hire for that particular role, because it's so data driven that, you know, it's going to be just projections and cash flow forecasts. And I think that would be really easy to plug in. And
that'd be great. Let's talk about agencies. So agencies basically is where you're just delivering like a consistent service for someone, or even just a one-time thing from there. You could have a bot plug in and give your clients updates on like what's going on with the project, where it's at, what they need. And you could have the bot following up for if you guys need anything back from there as well. One of the biggest thing in agency businesses is basically keeping clients happy and not pissed off. So, you know, communication at that level would be great.
Totally. And I think like as agencies start to scale, they usually have to onboard a lot of like these kind of like BDMs, these business development managers that kind of manage all the projects and da, da, da. And that's a really expensive hire, to be honest. And this is something that you probably wouldn't need to hire for now in that particular role, because you could have it managing all the projects and managing all the deadlines and timelines. So you might be scared. Like, this is a confronting conversation, but it's a real conversation because this is happening. Like, I didn't believe it until I saw it doing what it's doing on our, like, and if you're coming to our Success School retreat, 50 bloody legends are coming here next week, which is so exciting.
It's 70.
Nah, it's 55. Yep. 55 legends are coming here next week, which is so exciting.
Plus team.
Plus all the team. We have to show you in real time exactly what this looks like. It is insane. And so we don't mean to scare you. There's so much upside to this too. So yes, it's terrifying. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's confronting. Yes, it means that there will be, you know, people in industries
displaced.
Losing. There will be people displaced. Like, but we always knew that going into the AI realm. Like, this is part of it. But if you don't want to be the person that's displaced, then
you've
got to get ahead of it. Like, it's a really great opportunity for you to start installing this into your business. Your profitability is going to skyrocket if you dial this in, like, in an insane kind of way. And yes, it's hard. It will be easier to get into, I think, over the next 3 to 6 months, to be honest. And I think that as it gets easier to get into, for those of you who are hardcore like Tim, message him. He'll let you know what courses he's done.
Yeah.
But for those of you who are like, okay, I'm probably not, you know, you're happy to wait 3 to 6 months, like you will still be in the first 10% of users in that case.
Yeah. Yeah. The only other couple of things I've got to say on this, guys, is it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's a when. And I think like everyone listening to this podcast, your position or your role is going to be displaced in some way. You need to be able to pivot fast. And the fastest way is to just be on this. Like if you know whether you're against it type situation.
We're not exempt from this.
No.
Like, business coaching is going to completely change.
Yeah.
Like, the industry for coaching is going to completely change, you know. And we don't know how it's going to change.
Or how long it's going to take.
Or how long it's going to take. All we can do is try to be on the front foot. And so that's what we're really encouraging you guys to do. Like, you don't know how your industry is going to change. You don't know how it's going to affect your day-to-day industry. Like, you don't know how it's going to affect things. But what you can do is arm yourself with as much information and knowledge as possible to be able to put yourself in the best position to either make a pivot or, you know, use it to your advantage. And yeah, I just cannot recommend enough being in a container of people who can help you make those decisions as more information becomes available.
Yeah, I just want to bring up, I made a prediction on the first ever AI episode that we made. I think it was probably like over a year ago or like 2 years ago or something like that. And I said that it was going to replace a certain industry. I'm not going to name the industry now.
Yes,
I can tell you like wholeheartedly, this has disrupted that industry quite considerably.
Yeah.
And we've seen that from the data from our clients that are in this industry as well. And you could probably think of the industry I'm talking about.
And I mean, different things are developing every day. Like even as AI develops, we're getting more access to more information. Like, and just on a completely different front here, you know, every day more drugs are being invented.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so like we've had Ozempic and all these other drugs, and now we're getting these like specialized peptide drugs that are doing the same thing as Ozempic, but without the side effects, because, you know, the learning models are just learning. Like this isn't just changing the businesses. This is changing whole industries, whole pharmaceutical industries, the medical system. This is going to disrupt
everything.
It's going to disrupt everything. And that may be confronting, but and it is confronting, and all I can encourage you guys to do is try as hard as you can. Like, you're doing the best you can right now by listening to this episode, because there are going to be a lot of people who see the name of this episode, who listen to the first 10 minutes of this episode, and then don't listen to the rest because they get scared, because they want to hide their head in sand, because they don't want to believe it's real, because they don't want to hear about it, you know? So if you've got all the way through this episode today, like, I celebrate you, because it is confronting and it is scary, but there's so much upside over the next 12 to 18 months or 2 years. You have the opportunity to really put yourself in a great position in your business financially. And from a growth perspective.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got some value from that episode. Don't forget to subscribe if you're devil and you're around here, or leave a comment on whatever platform you're at. We always appreciate 5-star reviews as well. Next week, we're actually away on our retreat. So we have a little special surprise for our next episode, which we'll plug you into when that is released.
Yeah, super exciting. Guys, hope you found the episode helpful. Send us a DM if you have any questions. But it was great to hang out with you today, and we'll see you next week.
See you, guys.